This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Egypt's President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi and Jordan's King Abdullah II held a summit with Iraq's president Sunday, the first visit by an Egyptian head of state to Baghdad in three decades. Iraq is seeking to move closer to Arab allies of the United States in the Middle East, including Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and Jordan. Sisi is the first Egyptian president to visit Baghdad since Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein's troops invaded Kuwait in 1990. Relations between Baghdad and Cairo have improved in recent years, and officials from the two countries have conducted visits. The Jordanian king visited in early 2019 for the first time in 10 years. Indian officials said Sunday they suspect explosives-laden drones were used to attack an airbase in the disputed region of Kashmir, calling it the first such incident of its kind in India. The region's police director general told the private news channel New Delhi Television, quote, drones with payload were used in both the blast, calling the attack an act of terrorism. Two soldiers were lightly wounded in the explosions, according to a military officer. The incident, if proven to have been carried out by anti-India rebels, would mark a major shift in strategy against New Delhi. Rebels have primarily used classic guerrilla tactics such as ambushes, hit-and-run attacks, remote-controlled explosions, and car bombings. French police launched a call for witnesses Sunday into the giant crash that marred the opening stage of the Tour de France, caused by a spectator who leant into the path of a speeding group holding up a sign. The woman holding the sign, Granny and Granddad, written in German, looked up at the road towards the race's motorbike cameras with her back to the speeding group of riders. A rider lost his balance and fell, causing a domino effect. This is VOA News. Searchers are still working on Sunday to find more than 150 missing residents amid the rubble of a Florida condo building that collapsed 3 days ago, as questions are being raised about the tower's structural integrity. Miami-Dade mayor says the death toll rose to 5 on Saturday after emergency workers found a victim in their search of the site. In Surfside, a shore town near Miami, workers also found some human remains. Three other victims were identified and their family members notified, according to the mayor. Officials say there's still hope some of the 156 people unaccounted for might be found alive. Aided by dogs, infrared scanning, and heavy equipment, rescuers are hoping that people can survive in air pockets that may have formed in the debris. A 2018 report, meanwhile, shows an engineer found evidence of major structural damage beneath the pool deck and deterioration of concrete in the underground parking garage of the 12-story oceanfront condominium. The report released by town officials was produced for the condo board in preparation for a major repair project set for this year. It's not clear whether the damage described in the report was connected to Thursday's collapse. Moscow on Sunday recorded the worst daily coronavirus death toll so far for a Russian city as countries across the Asia-Pacific region extend or reimpose restrictions to tackle fresh waves of infections. The pandemic has now killed close to 4 million people across the world, but vaccination drives have brought down infection numbers in many wealthy countries. Although the Delta strain of the virus remains a concern, the variant is now in 85 countries and is the most contagious of any COVID-19 strain identified, according to the World Health Organization. Still in much of Europe, the United States curbs on daily life are easing as vaccination rates increase, while Russia grapples with a third deadly wave. The Russian capital on Sunday recorded 144 COVID-19 deaths in 24 hours, a day after St. Petersburg set the previous highest figure. The country as a whole has seen an explosion of new infections since mid-June, driven by the Delta variant. The dramatic rise in cases comes as officials in Moscow are pushing vaccine-skeptical Russians to get inoculated after lifting most antivirus restrictions late last year. The Delta variant is also feeding fresh outbreaks in Southeast Asia and Australia, where authorities have brought back prolonged restrictions. More than 5 million Sydney residents endured their first full day of a two-week lockdown Sunday to contain an outbreak of the strain. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.